A toad all dressed up with nowhere to go. It's Arthur Street's Begging Bear. A toad that regularly changes outfits with the seasons and holidays, bringing joy to the community. Read he full story here. Man shot and killed in Guelph last night. A 37-year-old man was shot and killed on Tuesday in a Waterloo Avenue apartment building. Police are calling it a targeted incident. Read full story here. Hearst justifies actions by saying women he's accused of assaulting, flirted, with him. In his defense, Michael Hearst, who is facing 5 charges of sexual assault, said the women smiled, brushed up against him and spoke to him in a friendly fashion. Read full story here. OPP says car that killed Lucas Shortreed was found hidden in trailer. A public report on a County of Wellington committee agenda said the Dodge Neon that struck and killed Lucas Shortreed in 2008 was found behind a false wall inside a disabled trailer on a Mapleton property last year. Read full story here. Cost of U of G homecoming celebrations still on city's tab. The cost associated with homecoming has been on the rise, hitting $125,000 last year, with most of that going to policing efforts. There was hope the U of G and provincial government might help offset some of that cost, but according to Mayor Cam Guthrie, there hasn't been any improvement. Read full story here. Criminally convicted Guelph cop gets another chance to keep job. Police commission ordered a new penalty hearing for Const. Corey MacArthur, who was criminally convicted of assault while on duty, after adjudicator failed to consider the officer's PTSD as a mitigating factor. Read full story here. Stepping stone to reopen 38 emergency shelter spaces. With a significant rise in emergency shelter usage, Stepping Stone plans to reopen shelters on Waterloo Avenue and Highway 6 in October. Read he full story here.